This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. The subject is Everything is a Minor Inconvenience. Dear Stephen Shirley, everything is a minor inconvenience for my husband, and I need to see if something is going on with him outside of our household. He used to love doing everything with me. He used to initiate intimacy, and afterwards he would always get up and cook breakfast, no matter what time of day or night it was. That was our little fun time. He wanted to have a lot of kids before we got married, but now he's saying that he doesn't know if we can afford to start a family. He said that babies take up a lot of time and are inconvenient most of the time. That broke my heart, because how can a child be inconvenient? He's been saying crazy stuff like this, and I've been taking mental notes. I've asked him to go look at TVs with me at his favorite electronics store. He said he'd already put on this lounging clothes, so my timing was inconvenient for him. Same thing with sex. The other night, I mentioned that we haven't had sex in a week. He said that I come to bed too late and it's a minor inconvenience to get himself in the mood that late. We never had this problem before. We finally did have sex two nights ago and he went to sleep. I woke him up and asked why he didn't go cook for us, and he said that we need to get new ways of doing things because cooking all hours of the night is inconvenient. This is his new thing. Everything is a minor inconvenience. Does this include me and our marriage? I want to ask him, but I'm afraid of the answer. Seems to me like he's focused on something outside of our marriage that's more convenient for him. What's going on? Well, you left the timeline out of this letter, but it does sound like you might have something here. You might be onto something. He's no longer into you, it sounds like. He's checked out of this marriage. He's done everything to show you that he doesn't want to be with you. He doesn't want to have children with you. He doesn't want to talk to you. Or he's not even thinking about you. I mean, everything is an inconvenience, like he's saying. I hate this for you, because this sudden change in his behavior, it has to hurt. But you can't just sit back and allow him to treat you this way, for you to become a minor inconvenience to him. You say you don't want to talk to him because you don't want to hear the answer, but you've got to face the truth. You've got to hear it. You've got to face this fear that you have. You've got to prepare yourself if he's cheating or if he wants out. It does sound like something is going on outside of your marriage. It might be cheating. That's what it sounds like. He will probably lie if you confront him about that, but you need to know what's going on so you can take care of yourself, and you should be doing that, of course, anyway, because no matter what, you don't deserve this being a minor inconvenience to your husband in this marriage. Steve?
Whenever something is wrong in a marriage, why is the go-to answer, it sounds like he's cheating? Because I don't hear cheating in this letter anywhere. She didn't find no number. He ain't hanging up. He ain't changed his code. He ain't having no quiet conversations on the side nowhere. He ain't missing at night. He don't stay away for hours and come home. I don't hear in this letter anywhere. Sounds like he cheating to me. So, ladies, help me. Or I don't want to say Shirley because she's had her turn with the letter and I don't want her to interrupt me. So, just ladies, help me / Shirley. Why is it that as soon as something is wrong in a marriage, it sounds like cheating to me? I'll give you an example. I was watching this young guy on Instagram. I love this dude. I don't even know his name. He's got a beard, wireframe glasses. He wears a knit skull cap all the time. He had this dude on stage, and the dude said, "Women, how many of you all believe in women's intuition?" They all raised their hand. They said, "Well, then, if y'all's intuition, if y'all can tell when a man is cheating." Yep. They all raised their hand. He said, "Okay, then why can't you tell if he's not happy?" Because this letter could be just a man that has grown discontent and unhappy with something. And that's where I think the focus should be, because it don't sound to me like he's cheating. But let's go through the letter and see if I feel the same way after I analyze the letter. "Everything is a minor inconvenience for my husband. I need to see if there's something going on with him outside our household. He used to love doing everything with me. He used to initiate intimacy, and afterwards he would always get up and cook breakfast, no matter what time of day or night. It was our little fun time. He wanted to have a lot of kids before we got married, but now he's saying he don't know if we can afford to start a family." Okay, now, on a serious note, you know what that sounds like to me?
What?
Sounds like the reality of what life really is starting to sit in. See, I've seen a lot of men lose their dreams along the way. You got to be careful, ladies, because maybe your man is losing his dream along the way from disappointments or something. So, he used to do everything with me, used to initiate intimacy and all like this. She wasn't saying, and Shirley's right, there's some timeline missing in here. She wasn't saying if this was before they got married or after they got married. "And he wanted to have a lot of kids before we got married. Now he's saying he don't know if he can afford to start a family. He said the babies take up a lot of time and are inconvenient most of the time." That broke my heart. How can a child be inconvenient? Now, wait a minute. I'm just going to tell you something. That is a true statement, though.
Hang on, Steve.
We'll let me just put that out there. Their ass is very inconvenient.
We'll have part two of your response
first to
coming
tell
up.
You that.
At 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is "Everything is a minor inconvenience." We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is "Everything is a minor inconvenience."
Well, like I said at the top of the show, you know, I mean, the top of this letter, you know, Shirley was saying it sounds like he's cheating to me. But I want to warn ladies, every time a man changes or is unhappy, it doesn't necessarily mean he's cheating. It could be this man has become despondent. broken a bit. You know, he could be, you know, going through some mental stuff. You know, he got nowhere to channel his stuff. So I'm just trying to read the letter and see if that's what I see cheating or do I see something else. He used to love doing everything with me. He used to initiate intimacy, and afterwards he would always get up and cook breakfast no matter what time of day or night it was. That was our little fun time. Okay, he wanted to have a lot of kids before we got married, but now he's saying he don't know if we can afford to start a family. Okay, something could be going on with this guy in his mindset that's making him think he ain't got his money in order yet. He ain't accomplishing his dreams yet. He ain't where he want to be yet. That could be. I just want to throw that out there. He said babies take up a lot of time on inconvenience most of the time. That broke my heart because how can a child be an inconvenient? I'm just going to say something for him on this one right here. They ass is very inconvenient. I'm just going to tell you that right now. They ass is always blocking. They in the way. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you. Them babies is an inconvenience. You believe that. He just said it out loud. You just didn't like the use of the terminology. He's been saying crazy stuff like this, and I've been taking mental notes. I asked him to go to look at TVs with me at his favorite electronics store. He said he'd already put on his lounging clothes, so my timing was inconvenient. Okay, that could be true. But if my wife tell me she's going to carry me down somewhere to buy me a new car or something like that, I'm going to put my damn clothes on. I'm going here and put something on. I'm going down to the damn store. We going shopping for me? I'm going down there personally. Mm-hmm. So I'll put some damn clothes on anyway. Same thing with sex. The other night I mentioned that we haven't had sex in a week. A week? We ain't had sex in a week.
That's no
time. The hell y'all doing up in there? Y'all got it going on and cracking. Y'all must be in your 20s.
Right.
Yeah, I can type this damn letter damn near once a month. Yeah. We had sex in a week. Yeah. And I had his let out every damn month. Is that what you want? We ain't had sex in a week. He said that I come to bed too late, and it's a minor inconvenience to get himself in the mood that late. This is the part of the letter that we got a little, Yeah, I can't save you on this one, dog. You know, I was with you with everything else. But he said, it's a minor inconvenience to get himself in the mood that late. It's an inconvenience to get in the mood. Now, let me say if I can put this so I'm not being graphic for morning radio. You're trying to tell me that to get in the mood, I must get excited. Mm-hmm. You telling me that's an inconvenience? Boy, bye. Excite me. Do something to me. Watch this. Matter of fact, I got a surprise for you. You ain't gonna be how excited. You ain't gonna believe how excited I am. So that was the only one that threw me. We never had this problem before. We finally did have sex two nights ago, and he went to sleep. I woke him up and asked him why he ain't go cook for us. Hell, it's hard to cook when you sleep. You woke the damn man up and said, why'd you go get cooked? Why ain't you cook for us? Because he sleep. That's what most men do when they get through. I ain't never got up and went and cooked. I go to sleep.
But he does.
Not no more. And now he said that he need to get new ways of doing things because cooking all hours of night is inconvenient. This is his new thing. See, I think what didn't happen here, you know how some women change after they get married? Sometimes dudes change after they get married. This dude could be going through some male menopause, or he could be going through some male hormonal disorders. I don't know. I don't have none of that. You know,
he could be
if
sick.
He's sick. Well, but if he's sick, though, the cure-all for sickness is sex. So, I don't know.
It works for me.
Every
but
disease.
Not with her.
Every time. I got some bad news from the doctor. If you tap me and straighten me out, I'll be fine. Everything is a minor inconvenience. Does this include me and our marriage? I want to ask him, but I'm afraid of the answer. Seems to me like he's focused on something outside of our marriage that's more convenient for him. What's going on? All I think you need to do is ask that question that you are afraid of. Because ain't no need of you living behind that curtain and the veil of secrecy. So go on and ask him. It can't get no worse. If he tell you he got something down the street, then let him carry his ass down the street. But set his car on fire and all the clothes. You ain't got no window.
All right, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter. Thank you, Steve. It's Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.